Moncrief on News Talk.
Humankind could be on the verge of discovering the Holy Grail, a pill that can prevent hangovers, is on the verge of its human testing phase. The director of the Science Museum, Roger Highfield, joins us now to give us a sober assessment. Afternoon, Roger.
Good afternoon.
How does it work?
Well, it contains a gel. And what this gel does, it's based on something called whey, and it's got iron in it and little particles of gold. And the clever thing that it does is that it slowly breaks down in the gut, and there it converts any booze into acetic acid, which is like the main ingredient of vinegar. And that's different from what normally happens, because usually it's your liver that metabolizes alcohol in booze, and it turns it into something called acetaldehyde, which gives you all the kind of horrible hangover symptoms such as headaches and dehydration and fatigue. So, and it does eventually get converted into acetic acid, again, the main component of vinegar, but this does all of that in the gut instead. So the good news is it doesn't get into the liver and the body to cause havoc. But of course, the bad news is it does cut the inebriating effects of alcohol. I mean, why are we doing it in the first place? It's for that lovely buzz. So there might be a downside to this. I should stress as well, it was tested. It's a group at something called the ETH, the Swiss Federal Polytechnic in Zurich, but they've only done it on mice. So at the moment, it's brilliant news for boozy mice, but we've still got to prove that it works on humans.
How do they prove if a mouse has a hangover?
Well, they did things like they could measure blood alcohol levels, and they found that the mice given the treatment had half the expected blood alcohol levels. And then a few hours later, they put them through mazes, and they found that the mice that had taken the gel were much quicker at navigating through the maze than their boozy counterparts. And also they did liver tests where they found that there was no signs of inflammation in the gel group. So it does seem to be, I mean, it's quite a clever invention. It's not a drug per se. It's sort of, it's got iron in the gel that's the main catalyst. And it also needs something called hydrogen peroxide to get this going. And that's made by a reaction with these little gold nanoparticles. So that happens in the gut and turns that alcohol into acetic acid. So it's quite a nifty bit of work, I think.
Yeah. So obviously, if this ever comes to market, that you would take it before you consume alcohol.
Exactly. I mean, but the thing is, it only works on the alcohol in the stomach. I mean, let's say if you have had an absolute skinful, it's not going to do anything about alcohol already in the bloodstream. It just stops it from sort of getting to the liver and, you know, making acetaldehyde, which causes all the problems. So that's the clever thing. But of course, how much it cuts the effects and how sort of inebriated you feel if you take the gel and you're drinking wine and so on. I think that's the sort of thing they're going to have to figure out in these human studies.
Right. Okay. So that's yet to be established, whether it kind of might render the whole thing pointless then.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it has 100% effect. So it might be, it might just moderate the effects of alcohol a bit. And I should say that Professor Rafael Mazenga, who did the study, he emphasizes, like scientists always do with hangover cures, that the best cure is not to go drinking in the first place. Sorry to be so boring about that, but you've got to say it, haven't you?
Yeah, well, that's completely unacceptable, obviously. How long does the human testing phase, how long do those things generally last?
I think it's going to be a year or two, actually, at the very least. I mean, they seem quite bullish. That they think, the further tests are needed, year or two, but they're confident that they'll be successful. In fact, they've even put in some patents for it as well, which is a good sign. But I think you're going to have to, do it the old-fashioned way, or, you know, alternate between your whiskey and glasses of water for a year or two yet before there's a chance of it hitting the market.
And also the fact that it's not a drug means it won't need any regulatory approval.
I think it'll be easier, that's right, because it is this protein gel with a couple of other ingredients that does all the work in the intestine. I think it will be easier. But, of course, you know, I should add the caveat. The whole point of doing human testing is to reveal if there's anything unexpected going on. So you can't be absolutely certain, but I think that certainly makes us a bit more confident it could work with strange side effects.
And this testing will be going on in Switzerland.
I'm not sure exactly whether how they're going to go about it, because sometimes, you know, you can provide the, you know, drugs for testing all sorts of centres. So I don't know who their other collaborators are. But certainly, you know, the nice thing is the research was published in a peer-reviewed journal, Nature Nanotechnology, and the Swiss Federal Polytechnic, very highly respected institution. So it looks very kosher.
Okay. The screen in front of me, Roger, is filling up with people volunteering for the test because, as you know, we love science in Ireland. Roger, thanks a million for talking with us today. That was Director of the Science Museum in London, Roger Highfield.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.